Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Chum Staff Membase, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud and the villain source of Daf. It's on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, a little bit before the halfway mark, with the words of Shem Ben Lakish B'Shem Rabbi Shaya. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara says, Shem Ben Lakish tells B'Shem Rabbi Shaya, Hayulfan of Mev Chamishim Chavyos. Let's say he had 150 closed barrels in front of him, and Truma fell into one of them. Now, since the barrels are closed, they're considered a Davar Chashuv, and a Davar Chashuv is a Loy Batal. That's important. We're going to see this on Amud Base as well. Something which is considered a Davar Chashuv is not Batal. So over here, even though we have 150 barrels and the Truma only fell into one of them, still there's no Betal. However, we have Tchumea, let's say 100 of them came open, so Mutares, they're permitted. V'chamishim Asurais, but the remaining 50 ones that are closed are Asur. V'ashar, now the remaining 50 ones, Lichshi Yiftechu, once they get opened, Mutares, they're Mutar as well, because we have Betal here. Na'amar B'Zeir, B'Zeir just clarifies, Loi Amar Ella Lichshi Yiftechu, it was only said, once they become opened, then there's Betal. But that's Mashma, Halachatchila Asur, the Lachatchila, it's Asur to open the barrels in order to create Betal, and this is called Ein Mevatlan Isur Lachatchila. If we have Isur that becomes Batal on its own, fine. But we're not allowed to Lachatchila do something to create that Betal, and that's where the Lashon of Lichshi Yiftechu is used. When they become open, Mashma, someone opened them without knowing, or they became open on their own somehow, then there's Betal. But Lachatchila, one's not allowed to open them in order to create Betal. And we have another member, Reb Zeir says, B'Shem Rav Pedaya, Truma Iseres B'Vadaya B'Meya. Truma that's Vadai, meaning if we have Vadai Truma that falls into a mixture, it asers in 100. In other words, we have a total of 100 Truma and Chulin over here. That means that we have 99 Chulin and 1 Truma, so we say that it's Aser because we don't have 1 to 100, we only have 1 to 99. And Usfeka B'Chamishim, if Safek Truma falls in, it's Aser if there's a total of 50 over here, meaning we have 49 parts Chulin and 1 part Safek Truma, but that's Mashma. If there's a little bit more than that, then there's Betal. Now this last thing that we just said is clearly not like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish from the previous Amud, who had said that if there's only Safek Truma here, then it's Batal Barayv, and we don't need 50 to 1. So that's problem number 1, and problem number 2 is as follows. By saying Usfeka B'Chamishim, as we just said, it's Mashma that if Safek falls into a little bit more than 50, then there is Betal. However, it's also Mashma the opposite, Hashishim Loi, Shivim Loi, that if it falls into 60 or 70, then there's no Betal. In other words, the question is, what Reb Zeir should have said is Usfeka Ad Chamishim. If Safik Truma falls into up until 50, so then it's not Batal. But if it falls into more than 50, then it is Batal. Why don't we say that? So Gemara answers that this is really what we're saying. Ad Chamishim Tzricha Rav. If Safik Truma falls into up until 50, meaning again, there's a total of 50 with Safik Truma and Chulin, so then we need Rav. Now, Rav over here does not mean majority. Here the word is Milashain Marbe, meaning he has to be Marbe onto this mixture of 50 to reach a total of 100, and then he has Betel, 1 in 100. And we don't say that Ein Mevatlan Isur L'Chatchila, because anyway, we're dealing with Safik Truma. However, Mikan Ve'elach, if Safik Truma falls into more than 50, Ein Tzricha Rav, meaning we do not need to be marbe, we don't need to add on more chulin to reach a total of 1 to 100, and that's because we could rely on basic betal. Now continue to explain the Mishnah, Yigula Dvela V'chulu, and remember the first case of the Mishnah was where we had a mixture of black and white figs, and either a black or white truma fig fell in, and we said the black and white ones are mitzarif, to be mala everything to create betal, and then we had mentioned a number of other cases, such as Yigula Dvela, fake cakes, and if we have small ones and big ones, they're going to be mala each other, so now we have a clarification of that, Amar Rav Chana, Rav Chana says, Kenny Masnisa, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Iguli dveil hagdoilin, malanis haktanim bimishkol. Big ones are going to be vatal small ones bimishkol in regards to weight. Uktanim malanis hagdoilim biminyan. And small ones will be mala big ones in regards to count. An example is, let's say we have 50 small fake cakes and 25 large ones of chulin, and the large ones are double the size of the small ones. So that means that altogether, we have the weight of 100 small ones of chulin. And the bittel that the Mishnah is talking about is if a small one of truma fell in, we view it as if we have 100 small ones here to be Vatal, the small truma one that fell in. And this is even though we don't have the actual number of 100, but we have the weight of 100. And the opposite works with number. Let's say we have 50 big and 50 small chulin, and a big one of truma fell in, so we just look at the number that we have. We have a total of 100, and the big one is batal, even though in terms of weight, we don't have enough to mevatal it, but we have enough with number. And that's what our Mishnah is telling us. And on to the end of the Mishnah where we had said, Ubezura Belezer Machmir V'chulu, and this is bringing up something interesting in the Mishnah. In the beginning, Rabbi Yeshua was Mekel, and Rabbi Elazar was Machmir. Whereas the case in the end of the Mishnah, we saw the opposite. The Rabbi Yeshua was Machmir and Rabbi Eliezer was Mekel. And let's remember the case at the end of the Mishnah was talking about where a person took a liter of truma figs and he squished them into the top of a barrel and he didn't know where exactly they were. So Rabbi Eliezer was Mekel that even though these figs are at the top of the barrel, still we could view them as if they're mixed in and we'll say that there's Betel. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua was Machmir, we don't view them as if they're mixed in. They're just viewed as if they're at the top of a barrel and therefore it's not so simple to even mevatel them. However, now the Gemara asks this as a question. Hachar Rabbi Eliezer Machmir, Rabbi Yeshua Mekel, and now we have to add into the Girsa, Bahacha, Rabbi Yeshua Machmir, Rabbi Elazar Mekel. Does it make sense to say that in the Reisha of the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar's Machmir and Rabbi Yeshua's Mekel, and in the Sefer of the Mishnah, it's the opposite? It's more or less the same exact case. It boils down to the same Yesod. So how does it make sense that Rabbi Elazar's Machmir in one case and Mekel in the other one, and Rabbi Yeshua's Mekel in one case and Machmir in the other one? That's just a contradiction in their Shitas. So Rabbi Yechon answers, there's no Stira, Tanya and Inun. This is actually two different Tanaim. And the Tana that taught the Reisha of the Mishnah didn't teach the Seifa, and vice versa. And actually, the Tana that teaches the Reisha, the Rabbi Lazar's Machmir and Rabbi Shua's Mekel, would hold that in the case of the Seifa, Rabbi Lazar would be Machmir there and Rabbi Shua would be Mekel there. And the Tana that teaches the Seifa of the Mishnah, the Rabbi Shua's Machmir and Rabbi Lazar's Mekel, would say the same exact thing in the Reisha of the Mishnah. And we actually see this in two different brises. Membez on Bez on top, we have a brise that tells us as follows, Nimseis Omer, it turns out that you say, Biyadua, if it's known what type of fig fell into this mixture of black and white ones, Loitale. So then there's not going to be Bittel, because we know what color fell in. However, She'ena Biyadua, if it's not known which color fell in, Tale, so then there is Bittel. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, that's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, Bein Biyadua, Bein Mish'ena Yadua, whether it's known or it's not known which color fell in, the proper girsa is Loitale, there is no Bittel. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. So clearly we see the Rav Meir is the one that holds the Rabbi Yeshua's Machmir in this case, and Rabbi Elazar's Mekel in this case. We continue with the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bein Biyadua, Bein Mish'ena Yadua, Loitale, whether it's known or not known which fig fell in, there's no Bittel. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, that's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, Bein Biyadua, Bein Mish'ena Yadua, Tale, whether it's known or not known what fell in, there is Bittel. And so clearly Rabbi Yehuda is the Manda Amar, the Rabbi Elazar is the Machmir one, and the Rabbi Yeshua is the Mekel one. Now we have a third opinion over here, Rabbi Kiva says, Biyadua, if it's known which one fell in, Loitale, so there's no Bittel. Mish'ena Yadua, but if it's not known which color fell in, Tale, so there's Bittel. So that's Braisa number one. Braisa number two talks about what we had at the end of the Mishnah. Litra Katsiyah Shadars al Pichavis, a litra of dried figs that were truma, that were squished on the top of a barrel, at the pea, at the mouth of it, Ven Yadua Hechon Darsa, and he doesn't know where he squished it, or al Pichavaris, Ven Yadua Hechon Darsa, he squished it on the top of a kaveres, which is a different type of kli, and he doesn't know where he squished it. So Rabbi Lezer says, Im Yesha Mea Litrin, if there's 100 litrin in every single barrel, Talas, then there's Bittel. That's because 100 litrin at the bottom of every barrel are able to mevatel the one litra that's at the top of the barrel, if that litra happens to be the truma one. Vimlav, however, if each barrel does not have 100 litrin in the bottom, light talisin, there's no betel. Whereas Rabbi Shua says differently, im yesha mea pumin, if there's 100 mouths of barrels, talisin, there's betel over here, because we view the truma at the mouth of the barrel in comparison to the other mouths of the barrels. Vimlav, and if there aren't 100 barrels here, apumin asurin, so then all the mouths of the barrels are usur, because there aren't figs in 100 mouths of barrels in order to mevatel the truma figs that are in the mouth of one of the barrels. However, Vashulayim Mutarin, the bottoms of all the barrels are permitted because they're not considered mixed with the figs that are in the top of the barrels. Divrei Rav Meir, that's a proper girsa. This is what Rav Meir says. So once again, we see the Rav Meir is the one that holds the Rabbi Eliezer is the Mekel one and Rabbi Yeshua is the Machmir one. And that's like what we have in the Seif of our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, that's a proper girsa. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Rabbi Eliezer says, Im Yesha Mea Pumin, if there's 100 mouths of barrels, Tales, then there's Bittel. Vimlav, and if not, Hapumin Asurin, Vashulayim Mutarin, then the mouths are Asur and the bottoms are Mutar. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, Afilu Yesham Shalosh Meis Pumin, Loi Tale. Even if there's 300 mouths of barrels over here, there still is no Bittel. Now, before we continue with what Rabbi Yeshua just said, we also see that Rabbi Yehuda is Lashitasai. Now, focusing on what Rabbi Yeshua just said over here, that even if there's 300 mouths of barrels, there's still not going to be any Bittel. And Hada Amr, that tells us, Pumin Asu Aisan Kedavar Shadarkali Manois, they were clearly treating the mouths of barrels as if there's something that's usually counted, and something that's usually counted is something that's considered a davar chashuv, and therefore, as we said earlier, a davar chashuv is something that's not batal at all, even if we have 300 over here. And the Gemara just concludes this segment by saying, Hadam Misayel Rabbi Yechanon du Omar Tanyan Inun. These two brises that we just brought are a raya for Rabbi Yechanon, who said at the bottom of Amud Aleph that this is really a machlokes tanoim, namely that the Tanu who taught the Reisha of the Mishnah is not the same one that taught the Sefer of the Mishnah, and therefore, there's no stira between Shitas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Because again, as we explained, whoever taught Rabbi Elazar in the Reisha of the Mishnah being Machmir, also teach him in the Seif of the Mishnah being Machmir. And whoever taught Rabbi Elazar in the Seif of the Mishnah being Mekel, he would also teach him in the Reisha of the Mishnah being Mekel. And the same with Rabbi Yeshua. Now continue with what we had just just mentioned in regards to something which is darke limonos, it's usually counted. Hadam Yisrael, Laman do Amar, Divrei Rav Meir, called Dvar Mekadshim. This is a raya according to the Man do Amar. There, Rav Meir holds that everything will aser, meaning there's no betel. And this has to do with machlekes and shitas Rav Meir regarding something that's usually sold by minyan. It's usually sold by count, but sometimes it's sold by oimed, by estimation. And the machlekes is whether or not this is considered a davar chashuv that isn't betel. And we clearly see over here, like the opinion, that it's not betel because mouths of barrels, even though they're usually sold by minyan, sometimes they're sold by oimed, by estimation, and still we see that according to Rav Meir, it's considered a davar chashuv and it's not batal. Now skip the next 6 words of Hadam Yisrael Man de Amar Tanyon Inon, and another memory in regards to bittel of davar chashuv, Hada Amar. This also tells us that delas, when we're dealing with gourd, afilu echad umeya ba, aser. Even if there's one gourd of truma that falls into 100, that also asers, because that's considered a davar chashuv. And Rav Gimel Ralph on top, continuing, just concluding with a clarification of this case, darsa ve'en yudua hechon darsa, if he squished his liter of truma figs into one of the barrels, and he doesn't know where he squished it, meaning he didn't squish it on the top of the barrel, like we've been discussing, but he squished it somewhere in the barrel, on the northern part, the southern part, maybe somewhere in the middle. So then Divrei HaKol Tala. Everyone agrees that there's bittel over here, and that's because we don't know exactly where it's located. So it's like it fell into a big mixture. Now, Rav Avin clarifies that in such a case where we don't know where this litra of truma figs is, still, every single barrel needs at least 2 litrin and a little bit of chulin figs in order to mevatel this barayv. Even though we're being makel over here, then we don't need 100 mouths of barrels, for example, because again, he didn't squish this litra of truma figs into the mouth of a barrel, still, each barrel itself has to at least be able to mevatel this litra of figs barayv, and that would be a total of 2 litra and a little bit of chulin figs to the 1 litra of truma figs. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Ches, continuing to talk about bittel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.